This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, August 8th, 2006. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, Robert Polito goes Dada on Dada. The Museum of Modern Art in New York has a Dada show up this summer. Dada, of course, is the absurdist art movement that sprung up in Europe during World War I, as millions of men were dying in what was probably history's stupidest war. On the PoetryFoundation.org website this week, Robert Polito reviews MoMA's Dada show. Robert Polito is a poet who also directs the graduate writing program at the New School in New York City. He joins us by phone from somewhere in upstate New York. And Robert, before you even explain what Dada poetry is, I have a pop quiz for you. Who is this, and what is he saying? Any ideas?
My guess is that that's one of Kurt Switter's phoneme or poster poems. Maybe the one that is titled PPP.
Yeah, bingo, you're right. And it was recorded in 1922, I think, if you can believe that.
Amazing.
Yeah. So what makes that Dada poetry?
Well, I think it's the reduction of poetry to those elements that mitigate against transcendence. I mean, I think
What do you mean by that, mitigates it? Instead of having that lofty feeling of poetry is going to bring you to a different spiritual place, is that what you mean by that?
In part, or the notion that you sometimes get, a sentimental notion that poetry is about right attitudes and can save your life.
So Dada is not about saving your life. It's about, entertaining you in some way, right?
It's a combination of entertainment and provocation.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think that there's something insistently disorienting about Dada, both as an art form and as a literary movement. And I think you can see that in the emphasis on collage and photomontage and the artwork. And I think you can hear it in the Switter's poem. I mean, I think our lust for meaning is almost inescapable, and Dada went out of its way to disorient us and refuse that meaning.
So Dada lasted a relatively short time.
An extremely short time. Yeah. I mean, about 6-7 years from 1916, 1917 to 1923, 1924, depending upon what city you're in.
Yet we're still talking about it. It still has an influence even today, not only on poetry but on pop culture, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, the classic and maybe most obvious instance would be the Talking Heads that recorded Hugo Ball nonsense poem, Izimbra, for their album Fear of Music.
Now, I ask you to choose a few poems, a few Dada poems to read for us. What have you got?
Well, what I thought I would do is read two poems that I think are influenced by Dada, are on a kind of tangent to Dada, but aren't just simply arrangements of syllables and consonants and phonemes. Though I think you can hear echoes of those classic Dada elements in the two poems that I want to read, one by Mina Loy and the other by the Baroness von Freytag-Lorenhoven.
Now, I don't know anything about the Baroness, but Mina Loy, I know, was born in England and moved to the United States and was much appreciated at the time, especially by people like Ezra Pound and other tastemakers.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think Mina Loy is one of the great poets of the 20th century. She was born in London in 1882. She died in Aspen in 1959, lived largely in between in Paris and New York, and was part of the avant-garde poetry and literary and painting circles of both of those cities.
So does the poem you're going to read by her need any introduction?
I don't think it needs really any kind of specific introduction. I mean, I think that you can hear in it elements that echo the Kurt Schwitter's poem, particularly, in the sounds of this poem. But I think it's a poem that's very much responding to and commenting on and embodying the crisis in literature, art, and politics that Dada was responding to and embodying.
So what's the title?
Lunar Baedeker.
Go ahead and read it, please.
Lunar Baedeker. A silver Lucifer serves cocaine in cornucopia to some somnambulance of adolescent thighs draped in satirical draperies. Peris in livery prepare lethe for posthumous parvenues. Delirious avenues lit with the chandelier souls of infusoria from Pharaoh's tombstones lead to mercurial doomsdays. Odious oasis in furrowed phosphorus. The eye-white, skylight, white-light district of lunar lust. Electric signs, wing shows on starway, zodiac carousel. Cyclones of ecstatic dust and ashes whirl crusaders from hallucinatory citadels of shattered glass into evacuate craters. A flock of dreams browse on necropolis. From the shores of oval oceans in the oxidized Orient, onyx eyes, otoliths, and ornithologists observe the flight of Eros, obsolete, and immortality, mildews in the museums of the moon. Nocturnal cyclops, crystal concubine, pocked with personification, the fossil virgin of the skies waxes and wanes.
When I hear that poem, I keep thinking of the battlefields of World War I, all the almost lunar landscape that the battles created.
Yeah, I mean, there are kind of so many associations that you can kind of pull out of it. I was thinking like the stanza, delirious avenues lit with the chandelier souls of infusoria from Pharaoh's tombstones. You know, all the kind of popping sounds in that, I mean, you know, almost seem to me to be a kind of, you know, distant echo of the Switters. And that, in that sense, near the end of, you know, an immortality mildews in the museums of the moon, you have a sense of Dada's notion of kind of the helplessness of traditional art before the horrors and the horrible machines of the 20th century.
Mm. Now, you mentioned you had another poem by somebody called the Baroness. Who's she?
You know, the Baroness is, I think, one of the kind of quintessential Dada figures, a poet, an artist, a model, a provocateur, a character. She was born in what is now present-day Poland in 1874 and died in Paris in 1927, but lived in Greenwich Village during a crucial period of her life and our art.
So what poem do you want to read, and can you set it up for us?
Well, this is a poem called Café du Dôme.
Okay.
I just love Café du Dôme. It's the kind of sly, tricky poem that it initially sounds like it's nonsense, but turns out to be, you know, somebody ordering in a Greenwich Village or Paris café.
Okay.
Café du Dôme.
Okay.
For the love of Mike, look at that. Marcelled, bewhiskered, bespattered, pathetic, lymphatic, aesthetic, pig pink, quaint. Natty, Saint Kick, Garçon, un pneumatic cross avec suction disc, topped avec thistle tire, s'il vous plaît.
That's it?
Yep.
That's wonderful. It really is about somebody ordering, but what do you say? It builds
it's sort of like, you know, it's all these kinds of sounds. You know, for the love of Mike, look at that. Marcel, bewhiskered, bespattered, pathetic, lymphatic. I mean, it's all like this kind of chain of associations that keeps you unbalanced and, you know, and wondering if it's ever going to be anything else other than these zigzagging sounds. And then it leads into Garçon and this order of un pneumatic cross avec suction disc. Topped avec thistle tire, s'il vous plaît.
Mm-hmm.
So it's finally a very polite poem too.
It ends with s'il vous plaît.
Yeah.
So who are the poets writing today that seem most Dada to you?
I think you can hear, you know, echoes of Dada everywhere in contemporary poetry, but kind of different strands and different elements and different distilled qualities, ranging from writers as different as, you know, Charles Simic or James Tate or John Ashbery or Lisa Jarno, depending upon, you know, how you want to enter Dada, whether through the sounds or through the notion of collage and photomontage, or even through the notion of kind of, you know, put on and prank.
Robert Polito, thanks so much for appearing on the PoetryFoundation.org podcast.
And thank you so much.
You can read Robert Polito's article on the Museum of Modern Art's Dada exhibition at PoetryFoundation.org, where you'll find many other features as well as poetry news. If you're listening to this podcast online, why not subscribe to it and get it delivered to your computer automatically? You can do this for free in the iTunes Music Store or through other podcasting programs. If you're having problems subscribing, or if you want to tell us what you think of this program, email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.